imagination ability, too much anything to cross the world as a missionary. You're not too fine to go. Listen, Southern Baptists can get along without you or me. But yonder are Japan with those great cities and little tiny churches and fellows that can fly kamikaze planes. Indonesia with a boiling surge for liberty and the minarets ring out, "There is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet." Latin America, the great area of tomorrow, but the drift behind the hammer and the sickle to replace the hollowness of clericalism. What about you? What about you? Let's ask the Lord. Oh, our Father, and our God, how unworthy any man is to stand before his brethren and sisters and speak in this way. Lord, thy servant is aware in standing here of the deep dedications in this audience. People are here because of one reason. Because deep in their hearts they love the Lord Jesus and are committed to his gospel of redemption. And thy servant cannot look into the eyes of any man or woman and say, "You ought to go, you ought to stay." But we can help one another at the point of saying, "The Lord who called us and who loved us will make it so clear as we listen to his own still small voice." How glad we are that whether we are across the world or whether we are here, that if our hearts are resting in this center of thy will, and we've gotten our orders from our Lord, that we share alike in a worldwide task. How we thank thee for the great missionaries who teach in these seminaries. How we thank thee for the great missionaries who serve many of these churches as pastors and laymen. But, oh, Master, when we see what we have seen, when we know of the need across the world that is there, we do pray thee to put into the heart of the very ones whom thou thyself wilt impress to say, "Lord, here am I, send me." Oh, how we need people in these seminaries across the world to train Christian workers. The very same qualities of leadership and teaching ability and scholarship needed there to teach as we have right here. Oh, how we need the preachers who across the world to lead in the programs of evangelism and church development, to help the churches, to help the people across the world to grow churches that can minister. Oh Lord, how we need people to go out there as doctors and nurses, people to go out there to produce the literature. How we need people out there to work on the campuses where there are thousands and thousands of students, as we've seen them in Tokyo, as we've seen them in Manila, and many other cities across the world. How we need people to go out there who can work among the young people and boys and girls in vacation Bible school, Sunday school, the women's work, the men's work. Master, we pray thou would bless everybody here this morning, causing us each one to look up to thee and say, "Thy way, not mine." We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to ask for the liberty, if I might, Dr. Binkley, of changing the closing hymn. I don't know but what that's all right for a visitor to do. I'm going to ask you, please, to sing "Have Thine Own Way." We have a number of missionaries in the audience. Would you be so kind, you missionary friends, just now before we sing, you missionaries on furlough, I'm going to ask that Dr. Hips and Dr. Scoggins will please come first, and I'd like these two gentlemen to stand here in the middle, and the missionaries on furlough to stand, Dr. Emily Lansdell too. Emily, she used to be one of my colleagues in China, and Dr. Luther Copeland in Japan. Will these missionary colleagues who have served before come here and stand? And you missionaries who are on furlough studying here, would you mind to come just now while I'm talking and stand here before the platform? Or just wait a minute. And you'll turn, please, to the hymn numbered, what is it?
355.
Thank you. If you missionary friends will come right on down now and just stand here in front of the pulpit. Now, if you don't know them, this is Earl Martin here from East Africa coming. Dr. and Mrs. Keith Edwards over here, you know them. And the Harry Raleys over here, you know them. And where's Troy? This is Mrs. Troy Bennett, you know her. Now, these are missionary colleagues, only a sampling of many, many, many others. The invitation this morning is going to be very, very simple, exceedingly simple, but exceedingly clear. In a moment, we're going to stand to sing, and I'm going to ask you if from your heart you will say, Lord, unless you close the door or redirect my path, I will go to the mission field. Let me repeat it. From your heart, if you will say, Lord, unless you close the door or redirect my path, I will go to the mission field. If from your heart you will say that, I want you, while we sing, Have Thine Own Way, to walk down here and stand with these. Let's sing it, please. Stood where you stand. I know what you feel. I know it runs so very deeply, but I'm asking you to put your whole life in the hands of Him who makes no blunders, who leads down no pathway of error, who never gives stones for bread and eggs for scorpions, and serpents for fish, who said, you'll hear a path behind you saying, that you'll hear a voice behind you saying, this is a path, walk ye in it. I'm asking you to commit yourself and your family and your little ones and your future utterly to your Lord in this commitment, in which you say unto him, Master, unless you close my door, unless you redirect my path, I will go to the mission field. But you'll say, I do not have, if you ask me what country, I couldn't tell you. That's immaterial. That's immaterial. That will come. I'm asking you now to make from the heart a deep personal commitment in faith that the Lord whom you trust in this matter will do in your experience exactly what he's promised. Sing on, and you come. If you will, to turn to another song that blesses our hearts. I'm not sure whether you sing it in this chapel or not. If you don't, we'll do it today for the first time, but I have an idea you've done it many times. Let's turn over somewhere to Wherever He Leads, I'll Go. I don't even know the number. Somebody will find it. And let's sing this hymn through. We have sung Have Thine Own Way through, I believe. And now let's sing Wherever He Leads, I'll Go. Number 347. And we're going to sing this hymn through. And it's the hymn of decision for us this morning. And this simple invitation to say to your Lord, Lord, unless you close the door or redirect my path, I will go to the mission field, is the invitation for us now. You'll come. Just a minute, the audience, all except these who've come forward. Sit down, let me tell you about one man. Just sit down just a moment. The last meeting of the Foreign Mission Board, we appointed two men who brought us a very great joy. One was a pastor of the second largest church in Kentucky, First Baptist Church of Bowling Green, Dr. Weatherspoon. You're acquainted with Dr. Estes, pastor of that church. But the unique thing was that was appointed also at the same time, the chairman of the finance committee of the First Baptist Church of Bowling Green, Kentucky, as a missionary. His name is Dr. Hudson Sinclair, a dentist. I want to tell you about him. Dr. Sinclair is a man about 38 years old, a lovely wife, several splendid children, a very successful dentist. When he gave his testimony, Hudson Sinclair said, "This thing began with me back yonder in the Battle of the Bulge." He said most of the men in my outfit had been killed or captured. And I had an experience with the Lord. I said to him, Lord, whatever you want of me, I'll do it. I'll give my life to you without any reservation for whatever God wants. And he came home, true to his promise, began to serve the Lord faithfully, became a dentist, established in Bowling Green, a very successful dentist, served as a deacon, chairman of the finance committee, faithful man of the church. But his heart began to say to him, the Lord wants you on the mission field. And it was a great struggle. One night he said, I've got to settle it. And he came to his office alone to battle the matter through. And in battling it through, he said to his Lord, Lord, I made that promise back yonder. But he said, this is too much, Lord. I'll serve you as a deacon. I'll try to serve you on the finance committee. I'll try to be a faithful man as a Christian layman. But to ask me to close this office, my practice here, my profession, take my family to the mission field, it's too much, Lord. I can't do it. I'll serve you like I am here. He thought he settled it. And he started out. He laid his hand upon the door to go out. And he said, that flashed into my mind, the rich young ruler. And I went back into the office, and I got upon my knees, and I said, Lord, anywhere you want me, I'm yours. He's under appointment today to go to the Far East as a dentist. I heard Robert E. Speer talk the night I settled this thing. It was a tremendous battle in my heart to find exactly what God was saying to me. That's why I'm sympathetic with you. That's why I take a little time in these moments of decision, because I never try to pressure anybody at all, God forbid. But I do want to give you opportunity to think through. I remember Robert E. Speer as he spoke one night about the man Jesus sent into the city, and there was to find the fellow with a pitcher on his shoulder who would show him a large upper room furnished and ready, and there the Lord would have the Last Supper. I recall Dr. Speer said, giving that upper room was the hardest thing the man could do, the most inconvenient thing the man could do, many reasons why he wouldn't have done it, but he did it. He gave the upper room. And then Lord gave it back to him. Same room, plus the memory of the Master's presence and that Last Supper and all the things that went there. I want to tell you, I found that true in my experience. In the years I've been on the mission field in war and other things, I found that whatever I held dear to me, God gave back plus. I want to recommend to you this morning, if you are battling in your heart what it costs to do this thing. Or you say, but look, God put the fire of preaching in me. I can't go out there to Japan and ever learn to speak Japanese. I couldn't preach. I know. I suffered through Chinese. Came as near dying as a man could die, but preached. And you won't die. You just think you will. But you'll preach. Preach. Preach with power. So this morning, whatever he's saying to you, just do it. We'll not prolong the invitation. We should sing the hymn through right to the end without my breaking into it anymore. And if you will come down with these to stand and say, unless the Lord redirects my path or closes a door, I will go to the mission field. I hope you'll come and get the blessing, the release that comes inside when as far as you are you put the matter in the hands of your Lord. Let's stand and finish the hymn, the second stanza, right on through to the end.
Thank you.
While we sing the last stanza, Dr. Copeland, would you lead the group, and I'll go with you to some room where you will say, we may have about 5 minutes together, and if there are others who wish to come, you may come while we are going out together and join this group. Would you just tell us where we're going, Dr. Copeland?
I think we better go to the little chapel in the religion building.
Would you just lead the way and everybody go, missionaries and everybody, right now while we sing, if you please.
Eternal God, let thy blessing come abundantly upon thy servant who has spoken for thee to us this day, upon each one who has responded to the call to commitment, and upon all who participate obediently in the redemptive mission of thy church, under the guidance and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever.